I grew up watching a lot of foreign films, listening to great music. When I close my eyes and think about my youth, a lot of it is listening to Mephistopheles at the Pavilion years and years ago, Zoot Suit at the Taper. I got a lot of great education just by being in the city.
Playwright Oliver Mayer says that he feels a strong connection to Los Angeles. Though the native Angeleno left the Golden State for stints at Cornell, Oxford, and Columbia, his artistic roots were too deep to leave for good, and his hometown figures prominently in two major works he has opening this month, The Literary Influence of Los Angeles. Well, the saying goes that when it rains, it pours, and that old adage seems to be ringing true right now for writer Oliver Mayer. In a good way, this month Mayer will see two major works of his open locally, The Wiggle Room, a play set against the collapse of the real estate market in L.A., and the opera America Tropical, with a libretto by Mayer and music by David Conti. America Tropical looks at L.A.'s history through the lens of a controversial work by Mexican muralist David Alfaro Siqueiros. Though Mayer studied at Cornell, Oxford, and Columbia, he tells KUSC's Gail Eichenthal that his education got off to a lively start right here in his hometown.
You spent some time on the staff of Mark Taper Forum in a formative period of your life. Talk about that.
Sure. I got pretty lucky because I was finishing up a degree at Columbia, and like most of my students now, I didn't know where to turn. And it wasn't quite the recessionary period we have now, but it wasn't easy. But it didn't occur to me that it was difficult. And I had interned at the Taper, and I knew that Gordon Davidson at the time, the head guy there, that he would often stay in New York at the Algonquin. And I knew he was going to be at the Algonquin, and I actually buttonholed him there and said, I want a job. I just came out as straight as that, and he knew me already a little bit. And he knew my plays, thank goodness, a little bit.
Did you, like, trip him as he was coming into the hotel?
I think coming out of the bar.
The lounge?
Okay. And he didn't know what to make of me. But I guess he knew enough to send me to the literary office where I got a job. And I was there for 8 years. And it was the period of Angels in America, Masterclass, eventually of my own play, Blade to the Heat. And it was a period I'm really proud of.
You have an embarrassment of riches coming up in this next month here in Los Angeles. May I ask how it happened that these projects are all coming to fruition at the same moment?
Yes, it's funny. Certainly over the years, I've had a lot of time where I'm waiting for something to happen. And now I have a play opening and an opera opening in the same month, actually closing the same day, unless one of them extends. Indeed, I'm opening a play called The Wiggle Room. It's a world premiere. I wrote it as a commission for the oldest company in town, Company of Angels. My wife, Marlene Forte, is the co-artistic director, so perhaps I have an in with that company. I wrote it kind of big, thinking about Chekhov, thinking about Saroyan, O'Neill, thinking about all the playwrights who had such fun with large cast plays. And people my age, my generation, don't get to play like that. And then I always try to tie my plays into what's really going on in the world. I was thinking about our economic meltdown of recent years, that we continue to melt. I kind of figured that people all over are in dealing with loss in one way or another of property, entitlement, birthright, ownership in this period.
Talk about the title of the show.
Well, The Wiggle Room is a room in the hotel of the play, and I don't want to say too much about it except it's a storehouse of memory. I have a feeling most people listening have, if they live in a home, they have a room. Even if they live in an apartment, they might have a closet full of stuff from the past. Stuff they probably should have thrown away. Perhaps they will throw it away eventually, but there's that tug because everything reminds them of who they were, probably who they still are. So The Wiggle Room is a place that stores the memories and the ghosts of not only the characters in the play, but generations back. We're doing the play at the Alexandria Hotel on corner of 5th and Spring, which hosted the first Academy Awards, where Valentino and Chaplin and Al Capone used to stay at. And so it's a place full of ghosts, place full of memories. Our space is kind of like the play in that way.
So give us a little bit of a background on the opera and on the mural that inspired the opera. This is a mural with a sordid past, I guess you could say.
It is. In 1932, Olympic year, a woman named Christine Sterling commissioned a mural of tropical America, fruit hanging from the vine. And of all people, she chose Siqueiros, the great Mexican muralist, the most politically activist of the three great muralists of Mexico. And so he came to L.A. He lived in South L.A., not far from USC, in a rooming house. And he worked on the painting. It was above the Golondrina at the Italian Hall on Olvera Street, still there. And at a certain point, he sent away all of his assistants. And I think with a bottle of liquor, he spent the next 24 hours painting the middle of the mural, which ended up being a crucified Indian on a double cross. I think there was a reference there, and an American eagle above. When the mural was unveiled, as you might imagine, there was a little bit of a stir. A lot of people were really excited, but some people were very offended, including Christine Sterling. Within days, the decision was made to deport Siqueiros and also to destroy the mural via whitewash. So the image was whitewashed. The extraordinary irony is that 50 years later, the California Sun has beaten down on the whitewash to the point that the mural began to go through. At around this time, the Getty and some other large bodies figured that it was a good idea to try to unearth the mural, to try to restore the mural. And that is a process that's been on for a while. But I saw the mural as an opportunity to look at this city. I like to think about plays and pieces as prisms, that you don't simply show up a mirror to the world, but you put a prism up to light and the light bounces any number of ways beyond your control. And I thought that's what this mural is. This mural signifies in ways beyond anything I can simply say. But it does signify very much our LA history. Siqueiros, in my opera, when he is painting, he's thinking about the founding of the city in 1781. And he's thinking about the destruction of the city. And for me, I couldn't help but think of 1992 and the aftermath of the Rodney King beatings. And so as he paints, in a sense, he remembers the birth and death of the idea of Los Angeles.
The Company of Angels presents Oliver Mayer's play, The Wiggle Room, through October 24th at the Alexandria Hotel in downtown L.A. The opera America Tropical will open at the Autry National Center on October 24th. For more information on both works, visit olivermayer.com.